All of the jobs that were lost during the Great Recession have been replaced, and much more. We've had a significant reduction in unemployment rates. We've had a significant rise in asset prices and home prices. So by any objective measure, the economy is doing very well here in Central Florida. Orlando's led the state 4 years in a row for job growth, had one of the highest rates of job growth of any metropolitan area in the United States, Matt.
When you talk about jobs, are the jobs we have now, are they as good or better than the jobs that were lost?
In Orlando, they're about the same as the jobs that were lost. We have a tourism-driven economy. We have lots of trade and service sector jobs. We lost a bunch of those, and we lost a bunch of construction jobs. Now, most of the trade and all of the trade and service jobs have been replaced, and most of the construction jobs as well.
How does that resonate with people here? I mean, is the consumer confidence, does that actually match what's happening in the economy?
Well, consumer confidence actually is at very high levels, and it matches somewhat with the economy. Actually, confidence is higher than the economy. What is the disconnect is that people's perceptions, even though they say they're confident, many people still express the fact that there hasn't been a recovery, or there hasn't been a recovery for them. And that's really the disconnect. The recovery that's occurred, of course, has benefited those with jobs, but there are lots of people that have not been able to get a job, and there are many people who have gotten a job but at a salary that was lower than what they had before, or they're working part-time and they'd like to work full-time.
How do those perceptions play into things like politics? We're not too far off the November election now. Do you see this having an impact?
Yes, absolutely. Economics does have an impact, but it's the perception of economics sometimes and not just the straight reality. I mean, people are better off than they were 4 years ago. We were at the depth of the Great Recession. The U.S. economy has recovered. Central Florida has recovered strongly. But yet many people still perceive that there has not been a recovery. And so in a perception where they believe that they're worse off than they were 4 years ago, they want to vote the people out who put them there.
Let me ask you about one aspect of the economic recovery in Florida and Central Florida, specifically construction. Now, the Associated General Contractors of America is saying there's nationwide there's a lack of skilled workers. They're saying construction is up. There isn't that kind of workforce there to meet that demand for jobs. Are you seeing that here in Central Florida?
Oh, no doubt. And it's particularly virulent here in Florida because Florida had one of the biggest booms and one of the biggest busts in the construction cycle, Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. And so what happened during the bust was that we had a number of people who couldn't work in the construction industry because there weren't any jobs, and they left and went to places like Texas and North Dakota. And so we had an erosion of our workforce by some 40%. We've rebuilt 25% of that back, but we still are lacking in construction workers, and we're in the midst of a significant construction recovery here in Florida.
So it's a good time to be a construction worker. Are wages higher because of that?
Wages have moved higher in the construction industry, yes, and wages have moved higher for contractors as well. So what will happen is we'll attract back more of that labor force, and there'll be some equilibrating effects going forward in time, and we're starting to see that already in the population and the migration data.
Statewide, how's the recovery going?
Statewide, Florida ranks third only to California and Texas in terms of total job growth. We've had a tremendous recovery in population and in migration, both of United States citizens because they can sell their houses more easily and their recovery is taking place, and a huge inflow from South America. And the combination of those things plus a big boom in tourism has really boosted Florida's economy. We've replaced all of the jobs and more that we lost during the Great Recession, and housing prices have recovered some 25% from the drop.
And finally, just talking about the nationwide perspective, the U.S. economic recovery, how is that going?
Well, it's gone very well. We have not only replaced all the jobs lost, but we've gone significantly above that. Gross domestic product has grown by more than 10%, totally replacing all of the output lost. And most asset prices, especially stock prices, have risen dramatically and are way above their prior peaks. Housing still lags, though. Nationwide housing prices are still about 6 to 7% below their peak on an average basis. So, again, many people don't perceive that their personal economies have recovered, even though the nation is far better off than it was 4 years ago.